Warning, some of the language in these videos is not censored and may be considered slightly offensive to some viewers.
One woman in a pink MAGA shirt yelled, "You hear that, guys? This nigger voted for Joe Biden." Then the crowd, perhaps around 20 people, joined in screaming, "Boo, fucking nigger."
Since we're now making things up that didn't happen, I was also in a similar situation where I walked into a store without a mask, and I was complaining about the mask, and then a masked woman walked up to me and said, "Hey, stop complaining, you nagger." And then all of a sudden, 20 different masked Karens surrounded me, pointed at me and said, "Boo, you Joe Biden voting nagger." I know. You don't think that happened? Well, that's because it didn't. If you don't think that story was true from the Capitol insurrection, violent uprising, worse than World War II, possibly could even be called World War III event that happened on January 6th, then you're probably correct, because that was Officer Dunn, a Capitol Police officer, just Smolletting his way through testimony, making things up about what happened that day, as if in the midst of a very racially diverse group of people, and in the middle of trying to get into the Capitol, everyone was like, "Let's just go make fun of somebody for the color of their skin, because that's what we're really mad about today. It's not about the fact that an election was probably stolen. It's because there's a black guy," you know? This is what we've come to, guys. We've come down to this. I'm heated. I'm pissed off. We also found out recently that AOC said that the other intention of the Capitol insurrection, World War III, worst event in history, was because people wanted to rape her. Yeah, we got that a lot more. I'm so sorry, but this is where we're at. We're going to be exposing the committee hearings. We're going to get to the accidental almost rape that probably also never happened, and a lot more here on Slightly Offensive, which is going to be a little more offensive today. The best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have 8K graphics, confetti of color that renders slower than it should be. I'm live from the Broom Closet here in Dallas, Texas. I'm Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host, joined as always by the lovely Savannah Hernandez. And believe me when I say we've got a lot in store for you guys. This is a very heated moment. We were there that day at the Capitol. We know what happened. We heard the rhetoric. We know what didn't happen. And I think we're got to expose some saucy liars today.
I love a good expose, especially in regards to January 6th.
Yeah, so January 6th was a bad day to forget my gas mask. It was a bad day to forget my gear, because yes, people got hurt, people died, things happened. Now, not officers, but this isn't the first time that I've gotten hurt. Obviously, you've probably seen this picture. It's so sad. When you look this up online, this is the first image that comes up of me, and it's my face being bloodied in Philadelphia. And you have to realize that I myself am prone to accidents. Maybe if you're like me, you're a klutz. You're also prone to accidents, and you're like, "Well, what do I do?" Now, the true story is, when I got clocked in the face and I got jumped at gunpoint, by the way, my wife told me, "Go to the hospital, go get your lip redone. You have insurance," but she's from Australia and doesn't realize that insurances have high deductibles. And I was not about to spend thousands of dollars to go in to an emergency room, which is why I've got to talk to you about www.safetynet.club. So a lot of you guys have health insurance plans, or you don't have insurance, and you realize that accidents happen, that there are real problems. In fact, you could even die. And oftentimes when people die, the family's left with serious bills and they don't know what to do about it. Well, this is why there's something called the Safety Net Club, which is set up to create a community to help you when you are in your most difficult time. So if you sign up at safetynet.club, that's safetynet.club, you're going to find all types of products that can save you when you're in a bad situation. If I had signed up during this time and I came back with my $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 bill and I had bought accident protection, then what would have happened? For about $15 a month, I would have been saved from that bill. I could have actually gotten my face healed up. I could have actually gotten it sewn up, and maybe I would have feeling in my lip. But no, I didn't have Safety Net, so that didn't happen. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Not only can you get different types of products like accident coverage, but you can also invest in your family first. When you join, you can immediately get $10,000 accidental death insurance or dismemberment. So if you lose an eye, a limb, if you die, your family will automatically, your beneficiaries or yourself, if you're not dead, will get $10,000 automatically if you sign up, no cost to you, at safetynet.club. That's www.safetynet.club. safetynet.club. Do not be left with a screwed up lip, a broken limb, or some sort of issue that you don't get help with. Go to safetynet.club and get $10,000 accidental death and dismemberment insurance policy at no cost when you join, and find out the other products they have for you. Really go check that out. Again, if you think you have not the best insurance, 50% of us do, or perhaps you just don't have any insurance, I encourage you to go to safetynet.club. They're partnering with us long term, and I'm really excited about their products, really excited about the policies with them. Join the safety net like I had as well. So let's get into this. So the first clip was Officer Dunn, who is testifying about the Galactic International worst event that ever happened in history, the Capitol 6 riots. And of course, this partisan hackery that we're going to get into and show you is all lies. What we're seeing is the domestic terror war 2.0 that's beginning before our very eyes. There is a smear attempt to try to label everybody who is on the right a racist. Now, we're going to find out a lot about Officer Dunn and find out that he's not a nonpartisan witness of what actually happened. Let's go ahead and let's listen to his full testimony there for a second. And tell me if you do not get Smollett vibes from this.
One woman in a pink MAGA shirt yelled, "You hear that, guys? This nigger voted for Joe Biden." Then the crowd, perhaps around 20 people, joined in screaming, "Boo, fucking nigger." No one had ever called me a nigger while wearing the uniform of a Capitol Police officer. In the days following the attempted insurrection, other Black officers shared with me their own stories of racial abuse on January 6th. One officer told me he had never, and in his entire 40 years of life, been called a nigger to his face, and that streak ended on January 6th. Yet another Black officer later told me he had been confronted by insurrectionists in the Capitol who told him, "Put your gun down and we'll show you what kind of nigger you really are."
Okay. Well, first of all, here's some tissues. They said boo, boo hoo to you.
Oh my goodness.
Take a couple, cry, officer, cry a little more as you lie to the general public. Blatant lie.
Yeah.
We know it's a lie for two reasons. Number one, other officers that are testifying were able to show their body cam footage with sound to show exactly what was happening. We conveniently lost, I think, Dunn's body footage.
Of course. I think that his camera probably just spontaneously combusted because of the amount of racist energy that was being directed towards him. That's probably what happened to his body cam.
Yeah, and what's crazy too is he said, this is what I want to break down. So you look at this story, and obviously you might be like, "Elijah, are you calloused? It's so bad to call a Black person the N-word." Okay, fine. That's okay. I agree. Why would you want to go call a Black person the N-word? There's a whole other debate on why people have instinctive reactions to certain words, and we can't be civilized in a society. But I would say that if, you know, generally the African-American community doesn't like to be called the N-word, don't do it, because it can cause serious problems. And I'd say that if this guy, you know, probably especially an officer, not even because of the color of his skin, just using racial slurs towards him, bad idea.
Yeah.
However, what we find out is a couple things that start to bring up questions about this testimony. And something really stood out to me here is that he says, "Never before officers said that they were called the N-word until today," aka racism did not exist until January 6th. This was the first time that anybody encountered racism. And I might believe that. I might believe the fact of Officer Dunn saying that racism did not exist until this day, except for the fact, unfortunately, if you can go to my screen here, Officer Dunn has been complaining about racism and against the right wing for some time. He has an unfortunate long history of making posts like this saying, "I hate Tucker Carlson. What an out of touch asshole that has no clue about anything that doesn't look like him or agree with him. Get over it." Interesting, with an image that says American slavery, 246 years. I love how they started at 1619, as if like America was a country in 1619, as if we didn't become a country in 1776, and as if that wasn't British slavery. But anyways, let's just throw history out the window and screw that. Do you ever find that weird, Savannah, that every time people complain about history, they start saying 1619, and you go, "Sir, we weren't a country in 1619. I don't know if you knew that."
Well, I mean, the fact that we've rewritten our entire history books, would make a lot of people believe that 1619 would be that correct point. It's not his fault, really. It's just that's history now.
Yeah, and he has a race, then he has segregation going on for 89 years, and then he has it end in 1954. So I understand why they hadn't heard the N-word before, because apparently racism ended in 1954, and black people have just been having a good life since then, not shooting each other and committing a disproportionately higher crime than anybody else. So we know that's not happening. But Officer Dunn is actually a racist. So he's been a race baiter in this post. He's already complaining. You could see he doesn't like Tucker Carlson. Clearly is not into right wing politics, because if he was based and actually understood what this country was about, he would like Tucker. So he calls him an out of touch, which is fine.
Okay.
But then he also says he doesn't care about anything that doesn't look like him, which means that racial identity and skin color is a big deal to this guy, which is why he made everything about racism, that even his account about the Capitol, which God knows, I would love to hear some real accounts from officers who are not political, who might actually, you know, help. There's a lot of people who doubt. I saw today, Savannah, I have to put this to rest here. People are like, do you think that any officers got assaulted at the Capitol, or were they all crisis actors? Brother, I just handed over like 12 gigabytes of hard files to Tucker Carlson's team for a project they're working on with many officers who got assaulted, okay? And a lot of officers got assaulted that day. Let's not pretend like that didn't happen.
And that's what I want to jump in and talk about, too. Instagram has since deleted this video, but I did watch a police officer get pulled out of, I guess, the line of police officers.
We deleted on your page, by the way.
Yes,
clarify that.
Deleted on my Instagram page. Because a police officer got pulled from the line and he was getting mobbed. But guess what happened? Big Trump supporting men came to his rescue, surrounded him and safely escorted him down and said, nobody touch him. And they got him out of that crowd safely.
Yes. And I'd like to say this, too, that a lot of officers assaulted a lot of people. And that's
very
a
true.
Whole other story that we need to talk about. But of course, the harrowing accounts, we're going to break down more of Officer Dunn. You go, well, maybe just maybe he's a black guy living in a white man's world.
Ugh, so
and he's
hard.
Just upset about it. You know, clearly no opportunities in life, unable to get ahead. Clearly somebody who's living in a country that would only put him in one of the most secure buildings in their country, in a very important position to protect the most important people politically in the country. So difficult, man. My heart is with you.
It's just really hard when people platform you to speak in front of 330 million Americans. You know, it really is an example of how oppressed the minorities are in this country. Myself included.
Okay. Listen, let a white man speak for a second for you here.
Let me
just come in here and say this. Harry Dunn, this is what's going on everywhere. If I can go to my page here, sorry for the looks, but I had to get around their paywall. This is New York Times. This is the story of the month. Battling the mob, a black officer came face to face with racism. Black officers fought a different battle on January 6th, said Harry Dunn, a Capitol Police officer. Of course, black people can never just have the same experience as white people. Everything that black people, this is my biggest complaint about black people, and I'm okay saying this, is that everything that the vocal minority in the black community, that the platforms that they have, all they talk about is being black, like literally nothing else. Not about how to like build monuments or anything. It's like, we got to tear down a monument because it's offensive because I'm black. We need to stop making police officers and departments grow because I'm black. Everybody needs to cancel this show because I'm black. It's like, dude, is there anything else about your identity? Anything? Do you have a personality trait? Do you play the harmonica or something? Like, do you do anything else than complain about how the world is unjust to you and the whole world hates you? What if maybe nobody gives a damn that you're black? Maybe, just maybe, I didn't even think about Officer Dunn being black until he made his subpoena about being black. It's like, dude, drop the shtick already. Drop it.
Elijah, and I love too that this headline came out. Even though last year, and so many of these videos came out of police officers who were called coons, who were called white supremacists for just being police officers by Black Lives Matter and Antifa militants. So I know you and I both have physically seen black officers with racial slurs directed at them by Black Lives Matter and Antifa militants. Never saw a headline like this at all last year.
Yeah,
Not one.
You know, that is such a good point. And that's why it's like, here's what he saw and heard when rioters, including white supremacists, stormed the Capitol. So this is why you know this entire committee is a hoax, because anytime they make anything about climate change, white supremacy, COVID, and it's not directly related, you know that it's simply just a political ploy. And in fact, I would say this is a performance. It's good. Laura Ingraham was giving out awards on her show last night to the best performances.
She
gave out trophies to people.
I mean, Kissinger, really, just the tears, the fake tears. tears that were supposed to flow out of his eyes but didn't.
Yeah, let's watch that. This is a Republican, by the way, gave an account of what was going on. Now, just watch this.
And thank you to my colleagues on the committee. Thank you to our witnesses. I never expected a day to be quite as emotional for me as it has been. I've talked to a number of you and gotten to know you. I think it's important to tell you right now, though. You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken. You guys all talk about the effects you have to deal with, and, you know, you talk about the impact of that day. But you guys won. You guys held. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days. We're defined by how we come back from bad days.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't make me watch it.
How we take accountability for that.
Yeah, can we just... Hang on.
And for
hang on,
all
let me
the
just...
overheated rhetoric surrounding this committee...
Want a tissue, Adam?
Our mission is very simple. Let's define the truth. And it's to ensure accountability.
Literally Adam Kissinger right now.
Like most Americans, I'm frustrated that 6 months...
Just save it. Save it. Please, wait.
In comparison to the police officer, what would you rate this performance? Which one is your favorite so far?
I like the officer because he said, they said, boo, N-word. As if, like, people were like, boo. Like, booing the, like, oh my gosh, bro. That was such a good script. Okay, it was a good script.
You know
he delivered the teleprompter well.
As soon as I heard this story, too, I was like, okay. If this really did happen, there would have been video of it and it would have gone super mega ultra viral because everyone was always looking for any way to paint everyone, you know, on January 6th as a white supremacist domestic terrorist. So if this actually happened, there 100% would have been video of it and it would have been a huge story. But I don't know. I guess, yeah, Jussie Smollett.
Right. And we know, though, that they chose the most honest and decent people in the world to try to, you know, frame this so accurately. True. Like, you know, let's go back to my screen here.
Okay.
Remember that officer, Harry Dunn, you know, he says he's so unbiased and so wants to get to the bottom of what really happened mm-hmm. that he says, I challenge anyone who doesn't believe January 6th was an insurrection to post the definition of an insurrection. And then tell me again, who was trying to downplay and rewrite history. Never forget January 6th. So he goes into this with the conclusion that it was an insurrection, totally unbiased.
Totally.
And he also, I would like to say this, posted this image where they love to post of the gallows. This is more racially tied imagery mm-hmm. that he's saying like a noose. Now, I just always want to remind people that that noose that was there, this is from the New Yorker, and this is directly from Twitter, so I'm sharing this on Twitter. But yeah, that's not a real noose, okay? And yeah, there you go. There's that person as well that is there kneeling down. Sir, this was not a real noose. So when they post stuff like this to instill fear into you, so it's like, oh my gosh. First of all, good photographer. Excellent shot. I really must say.
Great angling there. Great. It's like, you know, when Bubba Wallace found that noose in his NASCAR garage. That's kind of like, you know, this is like another example of that type of framing here. I love it.
So this debunks the entire noose dilemma that mm-hmm. the left has. Oh my gosh, there's a giant noose. They must want to either kill the blacks or perhaps they want to arrest and murder all of the people inside. Why would they build a noose if they're not trying to murder anyone? Well, maybe, just maybe, as we just saw a second ago, let me go back, maybe that wasn't a real noose. Maybe that was a prop, okay? And also, if you go back to the other image, perhaps that wasn't real. Is it weird that someone built that? Yes. There's a lot of imagery of capital punishment at these riots and protests. We're going to look at that. That has been through left-wing protests with guillotines and with nooses all around the country. Nobody cared then when the targets were Republicans and Trump. They had mock executions of the president.
Several,
no one cared then. But all of a sudden, Officer Harry Dunn is like, this was an insurrection. Let me explain it to you using propaganda images. And it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. We also find out proof that Harry Dunn is a far leftist. He also coincidentally believes that Donald Trump is a racist. And therefore, if we connect the dots, his followers are racist. He said, racism is so American that when you protest it, people think that you are protesting America. So he believes America's inherently racist nation.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he believes in the 1619 Project because he shared an image from there that's factually incorrect. He then uses the hashtag for our blind viewers, racist in chief. Hashtag racism. Oh my gosh, I can't read that
Hashtag
one.
Leave it to whites to tell blacks what isn't racist. That was a long one. That was a long one.
Mm-hmm. What are the next ones?
Hashtag I stand with Ilhan Omar. Okay, that's also very telling. And hashtag squad.
So yeah, so he's a squad supporter. Officer Harry Dunn. The unbiased black man.
That's what I was going to say. I'm really glad that they chose the most biased person to give an unbiased testimony about what happened on January 6th. Because we all know that's how the media works nowadays. It's like find the biggest liar in the room that you can and write an entire story or Facebook post off of their alleged story. It goes super viral and then everyone's a racist.
Well, and that's what this is about. Like, look, I'm going to be frank with you guys. Like, I don't make any allies talking about the Capitol stuff because there is a side of the right wing that wants to think the whole thing was a hoax. I firmly believe with evidence and with speaking to people and really investigating with myself and other reporters that without the help of the FBI, this event would not have happened and that there were many informants involved in this. Okay, I do believe that. Pretty much a lot of people I talked to find out what happened that day were already extorted by the FBI and couldn't really give me information without trying to dig up stuff on myself. I'm one of the only people who doesn't have to work with the feds. I refuse to work with the feds. I don't like the feds. I think they're dishonest. I've told a lot of people got put into a box, though. A lot of people got threatened with 20, 30 years in prison if they didn't work with the feds. So I get out of desperation why people do it. But look, there were angry people. The people literally came in, fortified a country, took over, they took over the country, not in a way that actually was legal. And people were mad about it. And yes, they were pissed. Was there Antifa there? I mean, I don't know if we have proof they are Antifa or what. I'm sure there were some there. I don't think that we can blame all these on anybody in particular, besides the fact that people were angry. A lot of people were good there too. They were nice. They protected officers. They didn't want people to hurt officers. They handed over weapons to them. They complained to officers for letting it happen. And also, I'll conclude this by saying, while some people acted poorly on both sides, the anger was understandable, and also the government, if they did not cause this, let it happen intentionally for the very spectacle we're seeing now, and also because they thought that they could impeach Donald Trump and remove him from office successfully, which they were unable to, because it turns out that it's like Spider-Man pointing in the mirror. Who caused January 6th? Well, theoretically, if you want to say, I will go as far to say that evidence suggests the FBI played a role in it, but I will say that the FBI knew about it and didn't act on it, and that a lack of reinforcements that were denied, the lack of National Guard for over 2 hours, these things that were from the top down show me that they let this happen. So the more question is not if they let this happen, but why they did, or finding out through things like the testimony of Officer Dunn. And obviously, you know, though, that I want to be protected, that I want to be in the best position possible. And that's why I got to tell you that I understand you guys get inundated with information from all over the place. And I got to talk about something important, which is, well, what's between your legs. Yeah, it's your junk for all of you guys. And I know you're inundated with overpriced boxers that, you know, are designed for testosterone deficient men. They have to stuff the little boxers on the images with socks because they don't have anything packing down here. One brand even goes so far to turn the waistband into a rainbow. It's like, you know, who wants that? That's very weird. But here at Slightly Offensive, we don't want that. We demand more for our balls. We demand more for the tree trunk that God designed for us. More room, more support where it counts. And that's not all. I need a quick release fly for a quick draw. Maybe just a little pee-pee for my pee-pee. Or maybe somebody needs to poke a little look at it. I don't know. Who would want to do that? Well, somebody, I'm sure. That's why they have a secret pocket and the extra wide waistband for cash or tactical necessities. I want the material to be antibacterial, anti-pilling, and moisture wicking so I stay fresh and dry all day. I get into weird situations, so do you. And that's why they have to be durable, fade resistant, shrink resistant, and ultra lightweight. Finally, they gotta be battle tested by special forces and 30% less expensive than the competition. If you're asking me, Elijah, what the hell are you talking about? What is this? Oh, I'll freaking tell you. Go to underttac.com, UNDERTAC.com, use code OFFENSIVE, and I'm going to tell you what, right now you can get a special introductory offer. You can buy 3 pairs, get one free with the offer code OFFENSIVE. That's underttac.com, UNDERTAC.com, code OFFENSIVE, to get 3 pairs for the price of 4, which is awesome. You get 4 pairs for the price of 3. That's
fancy.
What it is. I'm not good at math, but I'll tell you what is feeling good. Exactly. Down there. Because I got myself some Undertak. And I do wear them, actually. And they're amazing. And they're not like the other brands that, like, you know, that cancel you or get mad because you went to the Capitol. This brand backs it up. They're two-way supporting people. And it's satisfaction guaranteed. And your money back guaranteed. So if your balls don't love them, you don't love them. Go to Undertak.com. Use promo code OFFENSIVE. Get that deal right now. And I just, I got to tell you, they feel good. Now that I made Savannah uncomfortable talking about her, the host's balls.
Never, never, never. You know, I noticed, Elijah, that the more comfy your underwear feels, the better performances you give on the show. So that's why today's show is so based and great, because you're wearing comfy underwear. So, you know, it's important. It's essential.
Yes. Also, I'd like to say this. Our last episode, for those of you guys that make it this far, our last episode did really well. If we can on YouTube break six figures on episodes of an hour-long show, I'd say we're doing pretty damn good for the size of our audience. And I thank you for that. And I understand there's more appeal to that. Sometimes in episodes like this that are a little more heady, ideological, and political, let us know in the comments if you actually like these kind of episodes or what do you prefer. Not that we pander to our audience. We actually don't give a what you want. We give you what you need. But I will tell you that, that let me know, because sometimes I get worried when we get ideological like this that I'm, you know, boring you guys. But we have to tell you the truth. And we got to get back to Harry Dunn, okay? Make sure you cover your Harry Dunns. Get under attack today. No, but so Harry Dunn is an absolute race-baiting, politically far-left, friends with Nancy Pelosi, I might say, and is being used to characterize what January 6th is like. And this is the kind of propaganda, that's the propaganda that the media then spreads, mm-hmm. and this becomes the official narrative, for instance, in your children's textbooks 20 years from now, of the worst deadly attack where everyone was using the N-word. And they weren't. I'm sorry, but that's not what was happening. People were mad about the election, not blacks.
And the amount of Asian people, black people that were there, it was a very, very diverse crowd. And I remember, too, there was a period where I was talking to someone and I was like, hi, I'm a journalist. Like, why are you here? Talk to me about how you're feeling. And they were mad because they were like, we don't want journalists here, blah, blah, blah. But no one said anything racial to me in the slightest. And I was dressed up like Antifa accidentally that day. I was just like in black from head to toe with a bandana over my face. And again, even looking like the enemy, they weren't, you know, directing racial slurs. They weren't being violent. They were just like, get out of here. We don't want media here. And that was literally it.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I definitely looked like a police officer. I was in all black. And I had to tell a lot of people I was
we
a police
were not
officer.
Ready for that day. We thought we were going to waltz in and be like, cool, we're just going to go, you know, report on this protest for like a good hour. Just kidding. We both forgot our gas mask.
And we didn't even eat.
That was a hard day. That was a rough day. And then we tried to rent bikes so we could go home. And that was just a whole mess. That was a rough day.
Okay. I'm not going to cry. I'm just remembering. Okay, so this is not the only thing people are making up. That we're all painful, we're crying, it's all about emotions. You know women vote in a country when the politicians are appealing to the emotions rather than the truth. That's saying something about the 19th Amendment.
Women
I don't want to talk about
emotional?
This.
Emotional? What are you talking about? Why would you say that?
But I will say this, that in the midst of all this, not only did we have lies about the N-word, not only did we exaggerate its emotional toll on people, but we go even further, and we've now found out that what we really found out that almost happened in this thing, that was the worst thing, was sexual assault. So the election aside, Trumpers were out to lynch the blacks and rape Hispanic women, apparently. AOC, our good old squad member, who apparently Harry Dunn knows and likes, in an unreleased tape that was leaked, explained that her thoughts that day were not about the country, not about the election, but the fears that she might actually get raped. Listen.
That attack on the Capitol, you know, white supremacy and patriarchy are very linked in a lot of ways. There's a lot of sexualizing of that violence. And I didn't think that I was just going to be killed. I thought other things were going to happen to me as well.
So what sounds like what you're telling me right now is that you didn't only think that you were going to die, you thought you were going to be raped.
Yeah, that.
Wow. Wow. So not only was this woman not even in the Capitol building and was only screamed at by Capitol Police who were coming to save her, on top of thinking she was going to get killed, she also thought she's now going to get raped. Is that correct?
The gall of this woman, the Italian in me, is coming out, Giuseppe. Ugh. Do you see the script? She goes, white supremacy And she's thinking of the second thing that she's supposed to say, which is the maximum amount of ideas she can entertain at the same time.
Who do I blame? Oh, men. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Men.
White people and patriarchy. Men. And the intersection is where I thought that riots were going to lead to people raping me. And you're like, okay. Oh, we have now made the Capitol. We're going to find out soon, by the way. We're going to get into this in a second. How not only did they make this about racism, they've now made it about white supremacy. We've already hit one of those. They've now made it about patriarchy, about being against men and the problem with men. And we're not going to forget something very, very important, which I need to find right now on my screen. Give me a second here. Is don't forget, where is this? I need to find it. Don't forget here. Go to my screen. Libs of TikTok, a huge source of a lot of our videos on this show. Good guy that runs the account. Encourage you to check him out. Don't forget this. That they made the Capitol that could have been a super spreader event. At the Capitol, and don't forget this, there's a whole thread on this. Remember this? The effect of Black Lives Matter protests on coronavirus cases explained. Coronavirus cases are increasing, but Black Lives Matter protests may not be to blame. Here's why, from Vox. And then shortly later, the attack on the Capitol may have also been a super spreader event. Lawmakers may have been exposed to the coronavirus during Wednesday's riot, and it doesn't stop there. Forbes says research determines protests did not cause spike in coronavirus cases. What happened at the Capitol? Surprise, surprise. Lawmakers are sheltering during the Capitol riot may have been exposed to coronavirus. Oh, there's more.
Good old CNN.
CNN, Black Lives Matter protests have not led to a spike in coronavirus case, research says.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also said 38 Capitol police officers test positive for COVID-19 after Capitol riot.
Wow.
Here we go next. USA Today, guys. We have a lot more coming up thanks to this. Coronavirus surges aren't linked to Black Lives Matter protests.
Of course not.
However, Wednesday's storming of the U.S. Capitol from the same publication will likely be a surge event for the coronavirus, said Dr. Robert Redfield, all the way up at the Center of Disease Control. And you want to ask me why I said that the CDC is weaponized as a political bureaucratic agency and has nothing to do with science today. And oh, I know you're not shocked, but the New York Times got in on this BS as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did Floyd protests lead to a virus surge? Here's what we know. Epidemiologists, those are people who study, in case you want to know, basically disease, have braced for a surge of coronavirus cases, but it has not come yet.
Of course.
We know that they're going to have consistent thought process. Did mixing a riot with a pandemic yield a super spreader event? Members of a mob, many unmasked, roamed the halls of the Capitol. Unmasked Republicans jammed into secure rooms. The outcome is worrisome to many members of Congress. Also, how do you assume the Republicans? Maybe they were anarchists. They were.
And you know what, Elijah? I think that CDC scientists actually put coronaviruses under a microscope, and they realized that the coronaviruses were actually wearing teeny tiny MAGA hats.
Yes.
And so, like, clearly they wouldn't go to a Black Lives Matter event because, you know, that's not their thing. But they go to every single Trump event, and they went to January 6th because, you know, the coronavirus little microbes are also Republican and right wing.
Yeah, it's called MAGA 19.
Yeah.
MAGA 19.
MAGA 2020. Yeah, very, very dangerous variant.
Do we want to give, we have the insider last article on the screen. Do we want to give them a benefit of the doubt that they're going to get this right?
Okay, so
consistency.
Let me see. So insider says don't blame Black Lives Matter protests for the spike in coronavirus cases across the U.S. And insider is pretty unbiased, right? So what's the other headline that they have for us here? The Capitol insurrection seems to have caught a super spreader event among lawmakers. I told you, it's MAGA coronaviruses.
So you already know, right, that this committee, the select committee, that's meant to get to the bottom of what really happened on January 6th, is a total sham, absolute waste, like Jeb Bush's political career, a mess. It's true. And this ideological weaponizing against the country has brought us to the point where we are in a domestic war 2.0. We are fighting us, the people of this country. Do you guys know how much crap I went through after January 6th? If you haven't been around the show, believe me, it was not good. It was very bad.
I don't even
want to give weapons to my enemies. They almost succeeded on fully destroying my life, but they didn't. You know why? Because little old Elijah has a secret weapon. It's called Jesus Christ. I have God on my side, you satanic, turbulent, screwed up, self-loathing, disgusting, obviously probably obese, porn addicted, waste of life. You degenerate smucks. I have God on my side. And he fights for me. And guess what he did? He didn't let you Satan worshiping chasing absolutely disgusting personality, lack of development, underperforming career journalists that went from my life. You know what he said to you? I don't think God would say this, but I'll say it on my behalf and God will forgive me. You. You didn't win, okay? You didn't win. You didn't win and you're not going to win. And Lord, I'm sorry. Sometimes profanity is profanity and other times it's just called justice. And you guys deserve a lot more for the stuff you put me and my family through. And you're lucky. You are so blessed by God that he says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And I haven't done more to take you down. Don't cross me again. I don't care. And you know the names of the journalists and the people. It is a full threat here. Don't you dare. If you come close to me, I will wreck your mother effing life. Don't you ever come for me again. I swear on my life, I will screw you over if you dare come at me again for doing my job like that. You will pay. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will give him vengeance, and then maybe I will be a prophet and live out God's destiny here and just take a little, you know, a little leeway, and I will come for you. Not violently, but legally. We will take you down. Anyway,
that was calm.
Anyway,
I see that the six had really no effect on you at all.
Well, the losers.
No, I know what
the
you're
losers
saying.
And the haters.
Yeah.
They just really tried to ruin our life, and we've never gotten out of the broom closet since. We're
true.
Still stuck
no,
in the broom
they,
closet.
They really did. That was not a fun couple of months at all. And
our studio still doesn't work.
Yeah, and then seeing again the January 6th commission that's happening right now, which again Nancy Pelosi's witch hunt, literally just targeting. Politically persecuting American citizens. Oh, man. America.
Yeah, you know what? I saw a good post. It was like from Revolver News from Darren Beatty that was like, maybe if the people that are being held as political prisoners on the right in jail for their you know, acts of being involved in January 6th events, maybe if they were Cubans, Republicans would care about them a little bit because the Republicans care about Cubans and
Britney Spears.
And Britney Spears. They care about a lot of things, but no.
Yeah, not political persecution.
Not those that are being politically persecuted.
Not that one.
If you assaulted police officers, you're going to be charged, and you have the right to be charged, and the government has the right to charge you. But there are people who didn't commit crimes who are getting 8 months in prison, who didn't commit any violent crimes, who are going to jail, to prison. I'm not joking. 8 months in prison for simply being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's sick, it's disgusting, and it's political persecution. Well, what's important that I want to remind you guys is that as we have these trials, and they act like this was the worst thing that happened because people were assaulted, let's not forget that, if you go to my screen here, the insurrection that happened at the White House by Black Lives Matter and their associates. Let's go ahead and let's play video 4 and remind us all of the clips that they don't want us to remember when left-wing terrorists assaulted, tried to take over the White House, were fought back, many people were injured, and they act like this never happened. So this is outside the White House. Look at this. This is right outside the White House in Lafayette Park. I don't know if you are familiar. There's a long street that's now called Black Lives Matter Plaza. I believe it's like 14th Street or something, right? I think mm-hmm. is what it is.
Yeah.
We're very familiar with the area.
Wow. I didn't even see these images from last year of like the huge fires.
They lit St. John's Church on fire and lit barricades on fire.
I knew about St. John's Church, but ooh. Yeah, this just never happened last year. Let's just, graze by that. I also have a couple of others. And then for people watching, too, again, this was from, May and June of last year?
Yes, this was multiple days. By the way, this took place over multiple days. Look at all this. This is during the daytime now as they fight. These are leftists fighting the Secret Service in front of the White House. Oh, yeah. The peaceful demonstrations that Mariel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., said never happened. She said there was only one day of rioting. Well, we're already seeing two here. And this is just in one location. And the White House turned off all its lights, it went dark, and they fought everyone back at a riot. And you look at this, they attacked the White House. They literally attacked. Now, they didn't get in, because there is a barricade, a big fence in front, and they were unable to fully clear the fence, and the Secret Service pushed them back. This went on for days, I might add. And no, No, we don't. We don't discuss this because we never had hearings. Where are all the subpoenas for the cap in the White House officers who were attacked, that were being hit with sticks? Where do we see them coming out and crying about the trauma they heard? No. You know why? Because this was seen as justified because they were attacking Trump's White House. And you know what? The Democrats would have been very happy if this succeeded. They want Trump dead. They wanted him to appear weak. And then it happened to them, the lawmakers, like, oh my gosh, somebody attacked our building. When did people ever, in political means, ever attack a building with politicians inside? They did that. They did that here. You have to realize that's what happened, and you didn't do anything. You enabled the attack on the Capitol, because when people attacked the White House, when they attacked in less severity the SCOTUS building, when they invaded the Capitol grounds and had a sit-in for the Women's March, you didn't do anything. And so when there's people like this and they go, oh, well, there's no consequence. This is a normal reaction. And then they attack the Capitol and you go, oh, it was an insurrection. That was horrible. How in the world did that happen? It's because you, Nancy Pelosi, the people like you who could have done something about this, you didn't do anything. And you know what? I'm going to get Trump on this. Trump was so afraid of press. You should have called in the military. I was saying this from the beginning. The military should have deployed. What were you doing? Why did you let our streets burn? Trump, why didn't you do your job? And to all the cultists who love him and say you can't do anything wrong, the entire handling of BLM is one thing. Even the pushing the vaccines is another. But I'm not going to get into how he's in the bed with Big Pharma. But please, oh please, do not give me any lip service about how you are so afraid and damaged at riots and insurrections. You caused this. You caused this. It's not a joke. And you're the reason why this happened and why it continues to happen. It's your fault. It is fully your fault. And then you have the audacity to come out and say that the reason why they attacked the Capitol is because they wanted to rape AOC. That's like, what? I'm not going to make a rape joke or anything about that. I'm just saying that's absurd. That's crazy that somebody is that narcissistic to then make the event about themselves. You know what would be worse, Savannah, than making it about saying that the Capitol attack was about raping you?
What?
Would be if then you said, someone else said it was about anti-black racism and that people came in just to use the N-word. What if someone said that under oath? That would be worse. That would be pretty crazy.
But wait, it actually just happened yesterday. And that's the absolute state of America. You can get up in front of millions of people. You can lie under testimony. You can lie under oath and never face any repercussion for it at all.
No, I know. And friends, we do live in a turbulent world. And sometimes you honestly don't know what's coming next. I don't know what's coming next. And no matter what happens, I have to tell you, you may not be able to control the world around you, but food will always be your number one concern. You need to eat. If there's a sudden food shortage like we had here when our electricity power grid failed, are you prepared? Because I was. And I don't want you to be stuck and not prepared. If you're not, you need to get yourself long-lasting, long-term storage emergency food from My Patriot Supply. Now, their food stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage, and the hearty meals you'll eat provide 2,000 plus calories a day, exactly what your body needs. I just saw my resting calorie need is 1,895 calories per day. If I didn't even move, I just breathed in a bed. And so get what you need. My Patriot Supply has been in business for over 13 years. They're the original Patriot Preparedness Company, and they've served millions of Americans like you. Now you can enjoy a 25% discount on their 4-week emergency food kit. You get a wide variety of meals to last you 28 days. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, 2,000 plus calories per day. It's all there in the 4-week kit. You save that 25%. If you act now, go to preparewithelijah.com. Yes, I have my own fancy website. That's PREPARE with Elijah.com. That's preparewithelijah.com. And find out right now how you can save 25%. Get what you need. Prepare for your family. Prepare for the best. Prepare for the worst. Have the supply. Go to preparewithelijah.com right now and prepare for what is inevitable. So, as we continue on into this, obviously, this narrative has definitely crept into the real world, where people really do think everything is about being black. And we're finding this out very quickly about the whole country, is that people are so race obsessed that we can't even have a hearing about an event without connecting it to this weird intersectional worldview that we have. And as we do in slightly offensive style, I just want to bring in some weird things because life is weird. If you want to know how weird we've gotten, this is not connected to anything, but I had to show it to the audience who makes it this far on the podcast. We have things like this that exist. Go to video 10. Yeah, I don't.
What is this?
I don't know. They're George Floyd dolls that they sell. And I don't need to get into the fact of just like the perspective of the image and the wide nose that they made and stuff makes them look really bad. That's insulting.
They look
to a
like
dead
little
person.
Scary voodoo dolls.
Yeah. This is rest in peace, Georgie. This is the point of the show where I'm just like not shocked, but I just have to bring this video in to show people like this. The fact that these exist should give you an understanding of where we're at in Western society. The Industrial Revolution has, you know, this proves the Industrial Revolution may not have actually benefited us long term. But, you know, the black community is so inundated with the emotional support of the victimization. Now, we even found another weird video, too, where people listen to people like Officer Harry Dunn. They go, oh, my gosh, you're right. Everything in this world is about blackness, white supremacy, and being raped as a woman. It's true. It's not that I'm overweight that's causing my depression or the fact that I'm addicted to porn and I cope by smoking weed and my anxiety is really linked to my weed addiction and to my porn addiction and I use weed to calm myself down and then use SSRIs to try to be, you know, somebody stable. But in reality, I just probably need to follow God and stop being an addict and maybe do something good with my life. There's that too. But you know, you complain that like people believe now in this country lies because we've stopped giving them the truth. Where you end up with a video like this of a woman talking about what it's like being arrested for being black, a crime that isn't a crime and something that actually doesn't happen. Black people are arrested often because they commit more crimes than any other race in the country. And it's not because of the color of their skin. It's because of behavioral problems in their community, specifically linked to exact details that I cannot say on YouTube. But let's play this. I love how she's like ketchup on her nose.
I know.
Man. The ancestors. As if like the ancestors are the only black people fighting against police.
And two for our podcast viewers or listeners, I would say, it was this woman with handcuffs on who said arrested for being black and now she's going through all her ancestors.
Like, she's like dressed like she's from like Zimbabwe or something. And like,
yeah,
I'm not sure what the rhetoric, I'm not sure we're trying to pass there, but
keep her alive. Okay. And then her handcuffs just fall off and then she starts running away from the police, which is the number one way to get shot by the police. That's pretty wild.
I don't want to do this anymore. Like not just the show, life. Does anybody watch this? Think that, see, like you look at this stuff and you see the utter state of Western civilization in this country and you just go, I'm out.
Elijah, I think at least 3 times a week you walk in and I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Because you send me TikToks like this, I wake up and I watch them and I'm like, no, I'm done with our entire country. I'm done with our society. We are a laughingstock to the international community. We can't even compete in the damn Olympics anymore. What the hell's going on?
And we know this. Why do these people get arrested? Why do young people get arrested? You know, it's not because you're black, ma'am. It's because of scenes like this are all too familiar. A Ulta store in Calabasas was robbed in broad daylight as the employees stood helpless. Let's go ahead and cue video 13. I don't think there's any sound. It doesn't really matter. The brand gets robbed, right?
$10,000. Wow.
And you're the main victim, security footage. They just walk out. They just fill up their bags. And it's like they, you know, come together and they're just filling up their bags. And the employee's like, watch this. She snatched the fragrance out of her hand. She goes to the employee that's picking up something off the floor and she pulls the fragrance out of her hand and they just walk out and nothing will happen to them. And you know what will happen if they get arrested, Savannah? They'll play victim and they'll say they were arrested because they were black. And not because they're committing a serious felony, which is stealing. That's not like even the California law, but you know, they don't pursue that. The police don't even do anything about, that's why people just rob stores. There's no retribution in California if you commit a crime like that. But you know what? If you walk through the Capitol building, you can go to jail for 8 months.
Well, and you have the other clip too that you sent to me of a CVS in San Francisco where the exact same thing happened. These four women just walk out of this CVS with bags and bags of items. And then in the actual tweet, it says that a staffer was asked if they're going to call the police and they just shrugged because what's the point of calling the police anymore? These people don't get brought to justice. The cops can't do anything about it. And this is just a normal scene in our everyday lives in California.
And the reason why I have to bring this up, it actually connects to the story, is that, like, we look at our streets and we see this kind of incessant crime, the real threats to our society. We see who's committing the crimes. We know what they're doing. We see not just the petty crimes in front of us. We see the crimes of our media, and we know who controls the media, and we know the lies that they put out. We know the hatred they spew, the vitriol that goes into our country. We know the people that are causing the problems in this country. And guess what we get served from our duly elected representatives is they tell us that the real issue is white Republican men, and that if we don't stop them, climate change is going to end the world in 12 years. Black officers are going to get targeted in while they're doing their job. AOC and Latin lawmakers are going to get raped, all because we need to really just start the war against these white men. No. Don't believe your eyes, Savannah. Don't believe your eyes on who really commits the crime, who's robbing the stores and shooting people. Don't believe your eyes and ears and see who's really controlling the information and creating these rhetorics. Don't talk about those people, because then you're hateful. The ADL will cancel your PayPal. They'll make sure that you don't speak up. Because you know why? Because you're talking about how to really bring the country together and how to really get to the root of the problems. Instead, they just leave you and they laugh at you as your country, your stores get robbed. Your friends become the political enemies, that lies get spewed, and they pursue enemies that don't actually exist. And that's what it is. We have to just accept the fact that these people are our enemies. They work against us. And you know, you're not allowed to name a lot of these people that are working against us. There's a lot of truth to that, because if you ever get to the root of the problem and you really talk about who's causing the problems, which we've talked about it, a lot of these people really are just people who own the media. They're just like bankers and they're elites, and they work together, and they've destroyed our nation. They took us, they took away our financial system. They've enslaved us. They've indebted us, and they've co-opted our nations. They flooded us with immigrants and illegal immigrants. They've ruined the culture of our country. And then if we talk about these horrible people who have come in and destroyed our country, if we talk about who's really committing the crimes on our streets, then we're really evil. And we can't talk about that. And you know, there are hateful people out there who really just hate black people, or really just hate the elites, or just hate people, or hate Jews, or whatever that people hate. That's not me. I want to talk about what's really going on. I want to talk about what's really happening in our nation, our country, but they've tied our hands. They've tied our bloody hands in the fact that, you know what? If you talk about if you show video evidence of a black person robbing a store, they'll be like, wait a second. You know why they had to do that? Let me show you this video of Officer Dunn. It's because if they try to get ahead, they get cornered in a building, almost killed and called the N-word. And you're like, oh, to hell with your narratives. To hell with it.
Yeah, I think that what was happening in that CVS video was actually just reparations. So, you know, we need to be very, very mindful of that these specific communities are robbing Ultas because of reparations in the black community. And, you know, makeup is a very essential part of life, probably one of the most essential. So reparations.
So dumb.
Reparations,
so dumb.
Truly.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why if you make it this far, remember that as we fight all this and as we fight against the injustice in this country, if you don't already support us, make sure you become a member, become an SOB, a slightly offensive backer. And guys, you guys have been so good at supporting Blaze, fighting against censorship. You guys kept us on the air even when we were going to get canceled, because they came after every bit of income that we had. These memberships are what kept us going, kept food on the table, and even caused Blaze to expand what they're doing. I have a big announcement on Friday, I believe, if they let me, that I'm finally gonna be able to announce some big news that I've been talking to you guys about. That's really freaking awesome, and I'm so excited about. But please sign up, fight censorship, join me in the fight. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah. And you know what? I know you know we're demonetized everywhere. That's why we put ads in the show, because we don't make money on the show in any other way. You become a member if you've been a long time standing. But also, I tell you guys, I don't need your money. I don't want your money. That's not what I'm looking for. I really want your support. And I know a lot of you guys, these things, either you don't want them, or you're like, you know, a lot of people, and I'm making light of this. Maybe you're a college student. Maybe you have a tight budget, a fixed income. Maybe you have a big family. And like, you're like, dude, I'm not spending $10 a month. Guess what you can do? You can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It helps us out more than you know. And you might get your review read. Also, you might get something read. You can also stop praising John Doyle on the show. I've told you guys, no more simping for John and Seth. No more simping. I'm not going to tolerate that. We have two reviews that we're going to read today. We have one from Covefe Cup. Says, the experts, the most diverse podcast ever. It's true. 10 out of 10, I'm 12 races.
True. So true.
With the LGBTQ plus coalition, the token Asian Hispanic co-host, the black person expert who basically lives on the show, and lastly, the oppressive cisgendered straight Christian white man that runs the show, the one and only Elijah Schaefer, there's a nonstop, remember I'm also non-binary too though, there's nonstop facts, logic, and cringe with every episode, especially with Tic Tac.
I think that's a breath mint.
Tic Tac often being a great source of content, which shows the culture has become. Slightly Offensive is one of the few shows not afraid to talk about clown world and the globalist regime brainwashing the masses. That's true. Fact check. True. Thank you for that. We also have, trust the experts, take the clown pill, it said. We also have review 2, Gotta Be Brave. The only podcast you need to listen to. Elijah is the best host to listen to when it comes to pressing topics regarding politics, religion, state of the world. Elijah and Savannah are the best duo and make the show so easy to love and listen to regularly. I highly recommended this to all my friends. Thank you so much for that.
So sweet.
Don't forget to follow Savannah and I on all social media. We're also beginning to build our Getter accounts, which is pretty good. We have Gab, Getter, Twitter, Instagram. I have a couple Instagram accounts.
That's what you got to do nowadays.
A couple Instagram accounts. What else are we on? Parler. Telegram.
Everything.
Facebook. We're all over the place because we never know when we're going to get lose ones. But also, please do not forget to subscribe to this YouTube. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your support through all the hard times. Those of you that make it to the end of the show every single time, I know you. I don't see you, but I see your comments. I see the support. I've seen you guys stick with me through the years, and we've got a lot more in store. This is going to be our biggest and baddest year yet. Thank you so much for all your support always. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with Confetti of Color. The Diversity Coalition will be coming back next month. Do you know why they're not on this month, Savannah?
How come?
It's White History Month. And so we don't have diversity in White History Month. There's no need to virtue signal when it's our month, baby.
White Boy Summer, let's go.
White Boy Summer. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.